This is the Dallas Cowboys 2026 season preview, and it starts with the widest split in football, wider, even, than Cleveland's famous one. The 2025 Cowboys had the fifth best offense in the league by expected points and the 32nd ranked defense, dead last, a 27 rank gap between the team's two halves, the largest in either direction in our 2025 data. That team went 7-9-1, allowed more points than anyone in football, and then did something this franchise almost never does. It admitted which half was broken and spent everything on it. A new coordinator from the Eagles staff, a scheme flipped to a 3-4, Quinnen Williams and Rashan Gary imported by trade, and both first-round picks, pick 11 and pick 23, spent on defense. The market's number is split across books, 8.5-9.5, with money leaning over. This episode is about whether you can buy your way out of dead last in one offseason, and what the ghost of Micah Parsons has to do with the answer. What was real? The offense, comprehensively, and it returns almost untouched. Fifth in expected points per play, fourth in pass efficiency, seventh in the league in scoring at 471 points, ninth on third down, sixth least sacked line in football. Dak Prescott threw for 4,552 yards and 30 touchdowns against 10 picks across a full 17 games. 8th in adjusted net yards per attempt, and 3rd of 36 qualifiers in completion percentage over expected, the 7th biggest year-over-year accuracy jump in the league. George Pickens turned 137 targets into 93 catches, 1,429 yards, 3rd in the NFL, and 9 scores, a top 6 per game fantasy season at the position. CeeDee Lamb missed 4 games and still went 75 for 1,077. Javonte Williams ran for 1,201 at 4.8 a carry with 11 touchdowns, grading 17th of 49 on our per-carry efficiency board. The other half was just as real and just as legible, 501 points allowed, the most in football, and per the club's own accounting, the most in franchise history. Dead last in defensive efficiency, 11 takeaways, 31st in the league, 35 sacks, 23rd. The 2025 Cowboys weren't a mediocre team. They were an excellent team and a terrible team wearing the same uniform. What was luck? Less than you'd hope, and that cuts both ways. The one score record was 4-3-1, unremarkable, no flag. Point differential says 7-9-1 was roughly honest. The Pythagorean model puts this roster at 7.7 wins. The one genuine luck signal is the turnover margin, minus 10, 30th in football, driven by those 11 takeaways. And our 10-year rule says bottom 5 turnover teams historically recovered to roughly even and gained back nearly 3 wins by themselves. That's the bounce case, and it's real. The honest asterisk is that takeaway counts are part luck and part talent, and a defense that ranked dead last in efficiency earned some of its own bad margin. Read the ledger straight. History hands Dallas maybe 2 of the wins back. The rest has to be bought, which is exactly what the front office concluded. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse, explains why they fired the coordinator and kept the players' money moving. The 2025 Cowboys defense wasn't passive. 9th in blitz rate, 9th in pressure rate, 3/4 zone coverage with the 6th highest two-high shell usage in football. The pressure just never cashed. 31st of 32 in efficiency allowed per charted dropback. Pressure without conversion, shells without takeaways. 11, remember, 31st in the league. Matt Eberflus paid for it with his job after one season. The new voice is Christian Parker, the youngest coordinator in franchise history per the club, poached from Philadelphia's defensive staff, a Fangio tree coach installing a multiple 3-4, and the roster was rebuilt to his spec. Quinnen Williams arrived at the deadline for a package headlined by a 2027 first. Rashan Gary followed in March for a 4th rounder and a reworked 2-year deal. Jalen Thompson signed as the first outside splash in years, and the draft delivered Caleb Downs at 11. Some personnel people called him the best player in the class, per the reporting, and edge Malachi Lawrence at 23. On the other side of the ball, the identity question answers itself. Brian Schottenheimer returns, calls the plays again, and the pass rate over expected sat 9th in football, a top 10 pass lean that our stickiness research says is the single most durable thing about a team. The offense's fingerprint carries. The defense's was burned on purpose. What changed beyond the renovation is mostly the accounting that funded it. The Parsons trade, August 2025, 2 first-round picks, and Kenny Clark from Green Bay, is the ghost in this roster's machine. One of those firsts became part of the ammunition. Clark anchors the new front, and Parsons himself tore an ACL in December as a Packer. Trevon Diggs was released in December, 2 years after his big extension. Osa Odigizuwa went to San Francisco for the third rounder that became linebacker Jaishon Barham. Mazi Smith went to the Jets in the Quinnen deal, which also cost the 2026 second. George Pickens was franchise tagged at $27.3 million, fully guaranteed, signed it, and, per the club's public position, will play 2026 without an extension. Sam Howell arrived to compete with Joe Milton for the backup job, and the one item handled straight because it should be, safety. Marquise Bell was arrested in April on drug charges that reporting says were dropped within a day. Any league discipline was unresolved as of early July. Meanwhile, the offense returned all of its principles. Same head coach calling plays, same coordinator, quarterback locked in on the league's richest deal with a dead cap number that makes the question moot through 2027. So the 2026 question, what does dead last plus an entire offseason of defensive renovation actually equal? Our data offers a floor and a warning. The floor. Defense is the least sticky unit in football. Bad defenses drift toward the middle on their own, and this one added two Pro Bowl caliber linemen, a safety some evaluators called the best player in the draft, and a coordinator from the defense that ran the league's highest cover one rate and pressured without blitzing. The warning, the same charting that indicts Eberflus says the raw materials weren't the whole problem. Ninth in pressure rate is not a talentless front, and Parker has never called a defense at any level of the NFL. The bet isn't that new players show up, it's that a first-time caller converts pressure into points off the field, the exact step 2025 Dallas couldn't make. And the schedule inside this division got harder to read. The team they have to catch carries our regression flag, and the two teams behind them carry bounce flags. If the defense merely climbs from 32nd to the low 20s, the offense's floor, fifth in efficiency, returning intact, with Dak coming off a top three accuracy season, makes 8 or 9 wins the natural landing spot. The playoff case requires the fix to be real, not just expensive. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Lamb is the WR6 at pick 11, 13 games last year, still 1,077 yards. The price assumes the missed time was noise, and with this offense intact, that's fair. Pickens at WR10, pick 25, is the receipt the market is still under-reading. Third in the NFL in yards, a top six half PPR season per game, and the number one grade of all 48 qualified receivers in our data against man coverage. WR10 is a discount on the season he just had. Javonte Williams at RB16, pick 32, is priced on the 11 touchdowns. The 17th of 49 efficiency grade says the yardage was mostly honest, and touchdown counts are what regress. Dak at QB8, pick 69, is a top three accuracy season at a middle-class price. And Jake Ferguson at TE13, pick 115, caught 82 balls with the second-best catch rate among qualified tight ends. A volume floor most tight ends at that price can't offer. The verdict, 8.5 to 9.5 overleaning, and our ledger lands inside the market's own spread. 8 to 10 wins, with the honest middle right at 9. The offense is the division's best and its most continuous. That's a floor you can stand on. The turnover math gives back about 2 wins on its own. What we won't pay for sight unseen is the top of the range. Dead last to average is the most common journey in football, but dead last to good, in 1 year, under a first-time play caller, is a bet the receipts don't cover yet. Dallas fixed the right problem with real assets. The gap team, Dallas edition, should finally look like one team. Whether that team is a playoff team depends on the half they bought. Follow the Dallas Cowboys feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the MUFT 2026 Cowboys preview, every number verified.